Now, we're going to go to that breaking news first. I'll introduce our panel shortly. Sinn Féin have decided who they'll be supporting. It's Catherine Connolly, and I'm joined on the line now by Deputy Eoghan O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Mid West, and a member of Sinn Féin's Ard Corley. Good afternoon to you, Eoghan.
Good afternoon.
You decided to back Catherine Connolly. What was the ultimate factor that tilted you in that direction in the end?
Absolutely. So as you know, we've had a very detailed consultation with the party membership over the course of the summer. And then today's Ard Corley was a really good kind of constructive discussion around what was the best option. Sinn Féin's focus, and particularly Mary Lou and Pearce and the rest of us on the front bench, our focus is trying to get Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of government. And we've been doing a lot of very, very constructive work with the combined opposition and progressive opposition since the last general election. It's on that basis that we're very keen to continue that work with other parties, and particularly progressive political parties, where we share a commonality in terms of housing, healthcare, neutrality, the genocide in Gaza, etc. And therefore, we took the decision that Catherine Connolly presidency is the very best option for the country at this point in time. So we're really enthusiastic. We want to play a full and central part in her campaign, and to do everything we can, both centrally but also locally in the constituencies, working with the other parties for Catherine to become the next president of our country.
What does that mean, Eoghan, to play a full and central part in the campaign? Does that mean you'll be inputting into the messaging, the strategy, the canvassing? What level of control or input will you have in it?
Well, obviously, look, we've just taken the formal decision literally in the last half an hour. So there's going to obviously then be engagement with Catherine and her team to negotiate all of that out. But we want to play a part that is appropriate, that is supporting, but also that's effective. Keep in mind, we bring a very large political organisation with lots and lots of very experienced activists on the ground.
All right. So there would have been engagement, though, for your considerations as to what influence or input you might have before you arrived at this decision. I mean, you didn't make it sight unseen without knowledge of what input you might have into the campaign, did you?
No, of course not. But the contacts between party officials and Catherine's campaign over the last week or so have been initiating those conversations. But it's really when the decision is taken, because obviously party officials have to be mandated by the Ard Corley, that the finer detail of that have been worked out. But let's be very clear. What we want to see in the next president, and what we want to see in Catherine Connolly as president, is somebody who is true to their values of equality, of social justice, of neutrality, of standing against genocide, but also to put the issue of Irish reunification and the ongoing need for the dialogue and conversations about Irish unity at a national, regional and local level at the heart of that presidency.
Right. And look, she's released a statement herself, I just want to bring this to the listeners because Catherine has reacted to Sinn Féin pledging her support. She says, I welcome the announcement that Sinn Féin are backing my candidacy for President of Ireland. I thank Mary Lou MacDonald for her leadership. I'm heartened by their support. I believe the coalition of left, centre-left parties and independents backing my run for president is welcome, a welcome change for Irish politics. However, if I am to be successful, I will be a president for all Irish people of all political persuasions or none. See you on the road. Was Catherine Connolly the only name under consideration at the meeting today, or were there other specific names?
So the conversation today was whether we would stand a Sinn Féin candidate or support Catherine Connolly's campaign. The Ard Corley Officer Board met over the last number of days and they brought a recommendation to support Catherine Connolly. Of course, because we have a diversity of opinion inside the party, there were some people who would have preferred to have seen a Sinn Féin candidate. So they're warmly welcoming of the decision and will participate in the campaign. But ultimately, the overriding consensus of the meeting was to support Catherine. And let's be clear, this is a campaign that will be won in the first instance by Catherine herself. I think she has really strong qualities as a politician. She has great values. Absolutely, I agree with her completely. The president has to be a president for all. But there is a choice in this campaign, and it's a choice between the kind of hope and change message that a Catherine Connolly presidency and a presidential campaign would give and Fianna Fáil candidates who are really rehashing more of the same of what we have heard from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in recent times. And while the president doesn't control government policy and can't ultimately make the changes that we need to see in housing, healthcare, support for children with special needs and disabilities, they can participate in the conversations and represent the views of the diversity of people. And then, of course, there will be the campaign on the ground. I'm really looking forward in my own constituency of Dublin Midwest to working on a broad-based grassroots campaign driven by young people, driven by people who want change in a different type of Ireland, to encourage the maximum number of people to get out.
Are you looking at joint canvases with other parties?
Again, all of that will have to be discussed, but that's certainly to me in the constituency I represent. Well, we've done that before. We did it with marriage equality. We did it with Together for Yes. That's the kind of thing certainly I would like to see. But ultimately, Catherine is leading her campaign. She has a campaign team. And look, as the other political parties, I'm sure, are doing, we'll discuss those matters with her. We want to play a part in ensuring she's the next president of Ireland. We think we can play a very strong part in that, in getting her over the line. We also think she is by far the best candidate in the field as a result of where the nominations are at. And I have to say, I'm really looking forward to the next 5 weeks on the ground, supporting her and doing everything I can with my colleagues to ensure Catherine Connolly is the next president of our country.
OK. Eoin O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest, and the party's house spokesperson, housing, of course, a member of the Ard Cóirle as well, that made that decision today by Sinn Féin to back Catherine Connolly. The Mary Lou MacDonald said, it's game on now to elect Catherine Connolly as Ireland's next president. We will give it our all. And you heard Eoin O'Brien giving some indication as to how that might take shape. Our panel here in studio today is Kieran O'Donnell, Minister of State at the Department of Health, and Fine Gael TD for Limerick City, Jen Cummins, Social Democrat TD for Dublin South Central, and Padraig Tobin, Aonthu Party Leader and TD for Meath West. To you first, Kieran O'Donnell, on this, just to take a rough estimate of party support, for example, in the polls, Sinn Féin bring about 21% to the table. The combined support of the parties and independents backing Catherine Connolly heretofore was at about the 20% mark. If she takes that kind of party support and the transfers between them, you're looking at a candidate with over 40% of the backing of party political support in the country. At the moment, Fine Gael is on 19%. It's become a very uphill battle for you, hasn't it?
Well, the announcement today by Sinn Féin, I suppose we have a situation now where the main opposition party do not have a candidate for the presidency of Ireland. For us, our entire focus is on Heather Humphreys, which we believe is the best and is an excellent candidate for presidency. She's covered a huge amount of Ireland. She's getting a great reaction. She cuts across all communities. Heather brings a wealth of experience. She's been a minister in 5 departments under 4 Taoiseach. Today, as we speak, she's canvassing across Dublin. And we as a party are feel that what we have in Heather is a brilliant candidate across her mandate, which in terms of what she's putting forward, which is in terms of community, unity and opportunity, we believe Heather will be the next president of Ireland.
OK, but to the mathematics of it, I mean, the main opposition party are backing a candidate, whether it's a Sinn Féin member or not. The party political support behind that candidate is now of the order of 40%. They would hope it'll be wider than that. Your candidate is running with party political support of 19%. You're hoping it'll be wider than that. It'll have to be a lot wider.
The people will decide. But we believe that Heather Humphreys has an appeal across all sections of society. And when people are looking to elect a president, they're looking for someone that will give them that stature. Heather brings that. So if you look at all the areas she's been involved in, both as a public representative for many years, a minister since 2014, as I said, across a range of departments, what she's done in the areas of, we'll say, the 16 commemorations, the 1916 commemorations. You look at the areas of social welfare, you look at the area of Brexit, COVID, all the areas.
So
I believe that
you don't believe that the race is any more challenging for her today than it was yesterday?
Heather's is a candidate who stands on her own merits. I think what we now have is we have a situation whereby the field is becoming clearer. But I do want to put forward that for the reaction on the ground to Heather has been fantastic.
We believe have said that. Padraig Tobin, Sinn Féin said their announcement today would be a game changer. Based on those crude mathematics that are put together there, it is a game changer, isn't it?
There's no doubt that this is going to benefit Catherine Connolly. But the question remains, and I, you know, whether the total results that Catherine will get will be greater than the sum of those parts. And I actually don't think it will, to a certain extent. You know, in relation to Heather Humphreys, I don't think Heather can divorce her candidacy from the 5,000 children who are homeless at the moment, from the 200,000 children who are in poverty at the moment, from the crisis in CHI in Tuusula currently. But there's no doubt that this gives Catherine a great boost in this particular election. I do think, though, it is not a great day for Sinn Féin, in fairness. You know, when I knew Sinn Féin well, they were probably the most organised political party in the country. And here they are in a very late stage, not able to field their own candidate in this particular election.
Yeah, a party that aspires to lead a left unity government in the future, taking a left unity move, and you don't think it's a good move?
I think the danger here for Sinn Féin is if they're not at the races, their relevancy will fall in terms of the electorate. So in other words, they won't be able to showcase their own political vision in this particular election. They won't be able to showcase the issue of United Ireland in a manner in which they had their own, if they had their own candidate, they would. And I think that's a pity too, because we're heading towards 2030. We would like to see a referendum by 2030 on Irish unity. And it does show a weakness within Sinn Féin at the moment in relation to this election.
Jen Cummins, you've already backed Catherine Connolly. Do you welcome Sinn Féin rowing in?
Yeah, the Social Democrats were the first party to endorse Catherine, and, you know, she already has an excellent campaign on the ground, and another left party joining that campaign is definitely welcome. There is huge organisation already gone into Catherine's campaign. There are events happening in multiple locations throughout the country on a daily basis, and there are so many people already behind her who are part of parties or who are not part of parties. She is an independent candidate, and she has attracted so much support behind her. I think that the fact that there are now parties on the left who are backing a left candidate shows and demonstrates to people how we can work together.
Right. You've already been out on the ground. What do you expect Sinn Féin to bring to the table here? What do you want them to do?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the amount of work that's gone into that campaign, the more people working on that, the better for Catherine. You know, I think that there is such amount of ground to cover. There's so much money to be raised, so many doors to knock on, so many events to attend. Catherine is a gold standard candidate. And I think the more people who back her, the better that will be for Catherine.
OK, well, we do have to go to the woman of the hour here and extend our congratulations, because Kate O'Connor has the silver medal the World Athletics Championship in Tokyo, August. Banella tha ahasurhi Erin Lina Nish Catherine Connolly Kahi Gwil to Sosta Gwil and Takiacht Takiacht Sinn Féin Agat.
Igwich Colum August Mila Buikas a Sost and Jesh Kancha August Tama Harve Sosta Lish and Tinna at Hojentic Sinn Féin. I'm delighted, I have to say. I'm in Galway. I was canvassing yesterday in Carlow Kilkenny, back last night to Galway. I'll be out again today. And from the beginning, I made my decision on the ground that it was the right decision. It was important to stand up and say we have a different vision for this country and have the courage to push that vision. It's welcome that all of the parties now have come behind me. And I want to say thank you to Mary Lou for her leadership and for making the decision. From day one, I respected the internal processes of all parties. And I went ahead with my campaign as a strong independent candidate with a strong independent mind. And I've stood out in the Dáil for what I believe in for a very long time. It's just important now that the parties have come in behind me. I have always looked on myself as an inclusive candidate, somebody that can draw from both sides of the floor in the Dáil.
And can you give us an insight into, you know, Eoin O'Brien was talking about the discussions that were going on between your campaign team and Sinn Féin before they decided to lend their support to you. So what was the nature of those discussions? What assurances did they seek? What assurances did you give? Yeah. And what role do you expect them to play now?
The same role as all the parties that have come behind me and the independents. This is a movement from the ground up. This is a movement that's saying we cannot normalise genocide. This is a movement that's saying 16,000 households is an obscenity. It's a movement that's saying we can do things differently. And as president, to use my voice in compliance with the Constitution, which I'm very familiar with, but to use my voice to reflect the values of the people of Ireland in the best way I can.
And on the specific issue of a united Ireland, Catherine Connolly, what assurances did they seek there? Because I know early in the campaign you went to Belfast, you know, you made a point of talking about you being in favour of a united Ireland, but did they have a particular view on how prominent that should be in your campaign, how often it should be mentioned?
I'm going to emphasise that I stood on the basis of a decision that I made based on my background. And I've had the privilege of working in many different backgrounds and also being Leath Cian Chóla. I made the decision, as I said, because we need to put forward a different vision for the country, to use my voice as a voice for peace. When peace has become a word that's not acceptable.
I know, but
a voice to just.
I know,
come
but
back to your question.
I know, but yeah,
it's
I
very
did.
Important.
I know that, it's but I mean, no, I'm yeah. sure you are keen to tell everybody about the values your campaign are based on. But to the specific question on the breaking news today, you know, what assurances did Sinn Féin seek as to the prominence of a united Ireland in your campaign to be president?
Sinn Féin, after taking a very long time to reflect and consider, have decided that I'm the best candidate to support based on the values that I've espoused. In relation to Northern Ireland, we have Article 3 of the Constitution, and it's clearly set out there following the Good Friday Agreement that it is the firm will of the Irish nation, in harmony and friendship, to unite all the people who share the territory of Ireland. And that article goes on to say that must be done by consent and in recognition of the diversity of Ireland, both north and south. That is something that I treasure. That is something I have spoken about repeatedly and over my time. I've gone to Northern Ireland repeatedly. It is something I didn't publicise. I went up in my own capacity as an elected TD, and I went up as chair of the Irish Committee. I also went up as a member of the Irish Committee when Deputy Angus O'Snoddy was chair. And I have seen Belfast and Derry. I visited the Gaeltacht. I visited the Shankill Women's Centre. And I have done that more than once.
Okay.
And so I actually, an abiding memory for me as a young girl were the refugees coming from Northern Ireland down to Galway, and refugees in our own country seeking protection. It's an image that stood with me forever. And since on my many visits, and I've expressed this in as a physical way as I can, I always felt we had cut off a limb. Our country is too small to be divided, and it's set out in our constitution. So I absolutely welcome Sinn Féin's support today, as I have welcomed the support of all parties that have come in behind us.
All right, Catherine Connolly, thanks for joining us with your reaction to that decision by Sinn Féin to back your campaign. Now back to our panel in studio. Padraig Tobin, of course, you're trying to drum up Oireachtas support for the candidate you're backing, Maria Steen, not officially in the race yet because she's shy of the number of Oireachtas members needed to get across the line, 20. You reckon you have about 13 at the moment. Independent Ireland has yet to make a decision. They've told this programme that the TDs in that party, the four TDs, will meet Maria Steen on Monday and they'll make a decision after that. But you're not there yet, and the weeks are ticking by.
Yeah, so we're hopeful that we'll be at 18 by Monday is where we're at. So there will be, hopefully Independent Ireland will sign up, and there's another TD that we're also talking to. Listen, I think Catherine Connolly is very good in many ways. I would agree with her on Gaza, on neutrality.
Just to talk us through the 18.
But I will, so there's three.
Add that up for us.
3 and 2, Michael Healy-Ray, Matty McGrath, Carol Nolan, Paul Gogarty, Sean, Senator Joe Conway, Senator Ronan Mullen, Senator Sharon Keoghan, and there's three other individuals who haven't declared publicly yet, but who have given me a commitment in relation to it. And then there's the Independent Ireland and another TD that we're speaking to on Monday.
A Fianna Fáil TD, as the Mail is reporting?
Well, I'm not. To be honest, I've learned very quickly that if you really want to get anything done in Leinster House, especially in relation to diverse groups, you need to do it in private, because once the spotlight
especially
of the media comes
party,
on...
Yeah, especially if a party might want to intervene and try and convince them otherwise.
But here's the key.
You talking to anybody in any parties?
I'm not at liberty to say that at the moment, and you'll know by Wednesday whether I have or haven't. To be honest, actually, Colm, this is actually a very new innovation that's happened in Leinster House. The idea that, you know, disparate TDs would get together and form a caucus, create a mechanism whereby people can work together and achieve something, is something that needs to be replicated amongst independents and smaller
parties. I wasn't ticking them off there, but are you including Independent Ireland in the maths there?
For the 18, I am.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There's no doubt about that.
That not a bit presumptuous?
I'm hopeful. All I'm saying is I'm hopeful in relation to this. But and so far, my hope has actually borne fruit in relation to the development of this caucus. But the key point here is we do have a very narrow field. You know, we have two government identical candidates to a certain extent, and we have Catherine coming from the left. And as I said, Catherine has many good attributes. But there's a big section of our society that don't have a voice in this. And actually, to make this more engaging and make it more democratic, we need another candidate in that. Okay. And the last point I just want to make is
that is worth putting to the rest of the panel. Jen Cummins, Fintan O'Toole, who would be broadly seen as a social democratic type by his politics, said that the field should be wider, a choice should be offered, and you know, somebody like specifically Maria Steen should be facilitated in entering the race.
Well, that's democracy, isn't it? I mean, democracy is that there's a number of candidates who are there, and you know, there'd be many things that political parties and people with political views might agree on, might disagree on, but the important thing is that there is dialogue, and the important thing is that there is an ability for people to get to be nominated, which is quite a complex, you know, way of getting nominated, but that there is a facility there, and that people are able to get there, and that the people in Ireland are able to choose between a number of candidates with a number of different views. And I think that's
really
healthy.
You can't facilitate it because your vote is committed, but you think others should facilitate Maria Steen's entry into the race, do you?
I think that we've chosen our candidate. You know, your Pádraig will choose his candidate. Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael will choose theirs. So the mechanisms that the county and city councils have to go through. And I think when we have variety, I think that's really, really healthy. It's healthy in a democracy to have options, and it's healthy to have debate, because when we shut down debate, that's when we lead to division and polarisation. Right. And that's not helpful to anyone.
Ciarán O'Donnell, your party has set its face against allowing party members to facilitate the entry of other candidates into the race, although Tipperary, one of your councillors in Tipperary has gone against that. Why not let the field reflect the nature of the opinions that are out in Ireland, have a competitive marketplace of ideas for the presidency, and give people who are not traditionally heard through party politics a chance to have their ideas ventilated in the course of a presidential campaign, which is about values?
Well, we're putting forward Head Humphreys as Fine Gael candidate for the presidency.
You're blocking other candidates.
And if you look around, there's opportunities for others to put forward other candidates. But for us as a party, we took that decision. There was intensive engagement with our councillors around the country, but before and after Heather Humphrey was selected as candidate. And the clear position from the councillors was that they would support Heather Humphreys. So we, as a party, do not have the majority in any local authority. It's up to other members to decide what they wish to do. But for us as a party, we've made a collective decision that we want Heather Humphreys to be that candidate, and we're supporting her in a normal way as a party.
But the problem here is you're officially blocking. You've told your councillors to block other candidates being selected, and in the next breath you say that the office of president is above politics. Those two sentences are incongruous.
The office of president might be above politics, but the campaign to become president is very political.
The reason why Fine Gael are blocking this is purely defensive, because in 2011, actually, Enda Kenny actually said to his councillors, "Well, I don't want you supporting another candidate. You can abstain and withdraw from it."
But if
you
look at
position. We're a party that's made up of across the board in terms of TDs, senators, MEPs, councillors. We engaged with our councillors, the National Executive and the party did, in a very intensive way. But as I said, both before and after Heather was selected as a candidate. And the clear position coming back from our councillors was that they wanted to back their candidate Heather Humphreys, and we've done that in a normal way. It's up to others.
Will they face any sanction for going against what the party wants?
These are matters that the National Executive will consider.
People are very angry on the ground in terms of the way the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael feel that they own the Áras. And I was at the National Ploughing Championship.
What are you basing that on?
And people at the National Ploughing Championship were coming up to me and they were saying, "Pather, are we actually going to get a choice in this particular election?"
How many people?
I spoke at length. on a full call on Monday. And I would say that 8 out of 10 people that came to us, I was expecting to talk about the derogation. I was expecting to talk about the Mercursor deal.
So farmers are more interested.
A significant majority of the people who spoke to us.
What you're saying, that people at the ploughing are more interested in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's stance on the presidential election than they are in the Mercosur deal, which they believe is existential, and the nitrates derogation, which is existential to dairy farming.
I am saying to you that the majority of people, to me, articulated real anger by the way the Fine Gael are blocking a proper election happening in a couple of weeks.
We haven't heard from Jen Cummins on this. Look, you obviously have a clear preference, but Social Democrat councillors around the country, does the party have a view on what way they should opt when people come to address the local councils? And maybe, look, they're on councils that have been addressed already and decisions made, but was there guidance given to the councillors?
So we had a discussion within the party with members, with councillors, with parliamentary party as to what would we do. And organically, Catherine's name came up. So we're in a lucky position that people were very united behind Catherine. And, you know, I think what's really important is that when you have a good candidate, it's very easy for people to get behind. It didn't work out for other parties like that, and that's unfortunate for them. But people are very happy to support Catherine in our party.
And even if your values are not in line with the candidate, you still think they should be facilitated in going forward. I mean, even if you think they're inimical to the values of your own party.
Are you talking about the candidate that we're...
I'm saying you clearly pleased with the candidate you have, but another candidate whose values are not those of your parties and are in direct opposition, perhaps, do you still think that they should be facilitated in entering the race?
Yeah, because that's democracy. Mm-hmm. Because myself and Pather's party may not agree on everything, but he is equally elected to the Dáil as I am, and our values represent people in this country. So it's really, really important that the values that are represented in this country have an opportunity to be there at all levels of democracy.
Let Jen Cummins finish.
And so when we have an ability to ensure that that's reflected, then we need to make sure and safeguard democracy in that way, so that, you know, people, I may not agree with people, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be given an opportunity, because other people will not agree with what our party are saying.
Terms of Jen and Pather, I equally have a mandate from the people, and we in Fine Gael have a mandate. And I must have been in a different ploughing championship than Pather, because the reception Heather Humphreys were getting, and they were covering all the other issues, but they could see in Heather someone they could represent internationally, at community level. She's tried the 9 yards. And I agree with Jan. It's very easy to go behind a great candidate. We have that.
Can I just very briefly?
We do have other issues to get on to. Okay, we're going to take a break.